The one who comes in connection, Sarva Atma, Snapanam, means Shuddhing. Sarva Atma Snapanam, purity, giving purity to all. That vibration purifies everywhere, whenever, wherever is coming in touch of that. So, Mahaprabhu says, gone with Krishna Sankirtan, but it must be Krishna Sankirtan, Sankirtan of no other, and that it must be proper, so sadhu sangha is necessary. Not an empirical attempt, but the attempt which we get from the grace, from the higher, which can come down, can condition, to help us here. We must have that connection, that is all important. Asadhu sanghe Krishna naam nahi hai, namakkar bai rai vati naam kabhu nai. The name that is not lived it, only mere physical sound, but it has got the other greater and higher aspect, it is spiritual, all the spiritual. And we are in the plane of marginal existence, so higher connection is necessary. That the way will start from some higher realm and will come to us, and also it will spread itself to outside, outside. And wherever it will go, it will affect, it will produce such sevenfold results, consequences, this Krishna Sankirtan, that Mahaprabhu says in his past sloka. Chetu Dharpanam Arjanam, first, my first installment, cleansing our soul that is attacked with so many doubts of desires from the mundane world. Dharpanam Bhava Mahadharagini, by second grant, it gives the mukti, liberation, perfect independence of these material forces. Sayak Kairapa Vindaya Ravidam, that the real, real good, that is the opening of our soul's treasure, the soul, the innate resources of the soul is opened gradually. Vidya Bodhu Jivanam. Then Mahaprabhu takes by one step, he covers other forms of relationship with the Absolute, and takes the Bodhu. Bodhu means absolutely disposed stage for his enjoyment, surrendering. Surrendering, not conditional, unconditional surrendering for his maximum pleasure. Vidya Bodhu Jivanam takes us there, in that plane. Then the other tasting of his ecstatic association in this Anandam Pritipadam, Pritipadam Purnamata Sadhanam, Sarvatma Snapanam Parang Vijayati Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So, Anandam Budhivardhanam Pratipadam Purna Tundi Tandavini Rating Vitanuti Tunda Budhidavadhai Karna Kuru Karam Vini Ghatayati Karna Budhi Bhaspriham Ketu Prangala Sangini Vijayati Sarvendriyanam Kriti Najani Janita Tiyad Viramitai Krishneti Varnaddai. In Vrindavan, Satiko comes to us. The one who can take the name of Krishna in a proper way, it is displayed in such way, it plays with the man who takes Krishna in such way, a person. Tunde Tandavini. When he comes on the leads, on the leads, it began It begins, tandav means mad dancing. Tundi tandav means. It goes beyond our control. It takes over the charge of the movement of the leaves, the name takes over the power, and it handles in that way, as if the person to whom the leaves belongs, he loses all his control over his leaves. The name has taken the full control and dancing madly there. Tundi tandavini, rotting vitanati tundavali lavde. Not only dancing, building mad dance, but also rotting vitanati tundav. With one mouth, how much I can gather the ecstasy? Thousands, lakhs, millions of mouths necessary to chant Krishna, Naam, and to get blissfulness in great magnitude. One can never feel any satisfaction by one mouth chanting. One mouth chant. Tundi tandavini rutin vitusi tundavari lavde. Karna kruru karam vini ghatayati karnarbudhi vaspriha. When he enters into the ear, the name, the sound, Krishna, the sound transcendental, it awakens in one's heart. What one or two ears, that is very injustice of the Creator. Millions of years necessary, and that by that, if we can hear the sweet name of Krishna, then my heart may be satisfied a little. Karnagbudhi bhaspiha, our desire, unquenchable desire for millions of years to attain the sweet name of Krishna, that becomes the temperament. Karnagbudhi bhaspiha, prangana sangini vijayati sabindriyanankati. And when our attention is drawn towards it, then it faints, as Swami Maharaj told to Chidananda. It loses itself, it's so much ecstatic joy, that Ketu Prangana Sangini, when attention is given towards that, what is this, then it merges into ocean and cannot find himself anywhere. Chitu prangana sangini vijayati sabindriyan nojani janita kiyo divhidami tui janita krishneti varnadvai. And he in great disappointment he is asserting in this way, I fail to know what sort of quality and by what amount this Krishna nam has been made of. I fail to understand. Perplexed. Perplexed. With what sort of quality, honey, that is sweetness, and what is the magnitude this name has contains in itself. In this way, he wonders. This has been given by Mahaprabhu to us. Take properly the name, the sound, representing the absolute sweetness. In his fruit also, the sound has got, in the fruit of Krishna, much mystic power of capturing and pleasing the whole Babhrama Vamsiddhan. The current of the river, we are told, goes against, stops there to hear the sound. The Yamuna current, sterilized, can't move because the sound is there, sweet sound attracting. The trees the birds, the beasts, the insects, everything astounded in coming in connection with that sort of vibration, so sweet vibration coming from the flute. So sound can play, play wonder. Sound has got the highest capturing potency and the power. Sound can make or mar, do anything. Sound has got such intrinsic capacity, not ordinary sound. When that sound is absolute sweetness and goodness, how much power, and that is universal, that comes from the very subtlemost plane, ether. So universal characteristic. How can it capture? We are like a blade of grass, we may be played by the current of that sweet sound. We cannot trace our own personality. We may lose us there, but we do not die. The soul is eternal. We are saved, but we are diving, going up and down, and playing by the current of the sweet sound. We are more less qualified than a straw, a blade of grass. The sound is such big and such sweet, can play by any way it lies. So now Sankirtan, the name, the sound, which is identical with the absolute goodness or sweetness, how much power that may have, we cannot. We cannot suppose, or we cannot think it out. The Mahaprabhu says, don't neglect that it is sound. But sound, which has come, which is one same with Krishna, the sweetness, the goodness, everything they are representing to you in a very cheap way. Nothing is required, no money, no physical energy, so many things are not necessary. Only genuine source, take the sound sincerely and you will be so enriched that none can think out so much goodness and development. You all soul, you may have it very cheaply, but you must do it sincerely, with whole heart. And so, wholehearted sincerity, that presupposes coming to a proper place, to a sadhu, and to get it from there. So Krishna Sankirtan is praised by Mahaprabhu, the inaugurator, who came, Radha Govinda combined, his advice is so valuable and so necessary, emergent to us. With that spirit we shall come join this Krishna Sankirtan, the most purifying, all fulfillment giving and liberation negatively affected, and the positive attainment that we lose ourselves in the ocean of joy, of an inconceivable sweetness. It takes on. Mahaprabhu's grace.
Gaur Hari Bol.
Mahaprabhu, Palang Vijayati Sri Krishna. Let it be expanded into this world, mortal world. The world may be benefited infinitely. The highest and the greatest benefit of the whole world, the whole jiva in the world, may be affected. So without that, no other campaign where we should accept and go on. This Naam Sankirtan, all covering, all comprehensive, all sorts of different types of troubles are all considered, and the release from all sorts of troubles, and to put one in its highest position, this Naam Sankirtan can only help you in this Kali Yuga, especially in all ages, especially in Kali Yuga, because all other attempts will be opposed by many other forces, but this Naam Sankirtan cannot be opposed by so many travels, waves. So adopt it, exclusively give you to this, and you will be gainer of the highest fulfillment of life. No necessity of any other campaign. They are all defective and they are all partial. The most universal and the most capturing and the highest giving things, taking to the highest goal, this Naam Sankirtan is only can give you, satisfy you, the fulfillment of you and everyone. Of all souls, of all consciousness that are not connected with Krishna, they may be helped in this way, in general. Gaur-hari-bhaur. No other movement is necessary. Exclusively devote yourself to this. And this all-embracing, all-fulfilling, you will get. And with least trouble, least energy at the same time. Naam Sankirtan, Sri Krishna, Sankirtan, Param Vijayati. Let it flourish in this Kali Yuga, flourish for the welfare of the whole creation. To put them in normal vibration. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur. In the last stroke of Srimad Bhagavatam we find Namu Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Pava Panasanam Pranamu Dukkha Samanam Tang Namami Harimpar. The last stroke of Srimad Bhagavatam, the conclusion is this. Namu Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa. Pap means all the anomaly, undesirable things. Sin, Bhakti, Mukti, all included. Mukti is also Pap, abnormal, because our natural function is to serve Krishna. We do not do that. In salvation, mere salvation does not include our service to Krishna. So it is also an abnormal position. So something, it is also a sin to ignore the duty, the natural duty, and to stand aloof. That is, cannot but be sinfulness. So, Namu Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranasanam. The Naam Sankirtan of whom can relieve us from all undesirable, all sinfulness, all filthy characteristics. Papa Pranamu Dukkha Samano. And surrendering to whom, that means to get out of all miseries. Tang Namami Harim Param. In the conclusion slok, the Bhagavad says, let us bow down to him. Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranasanam Pranamo Dukkha Samano Tang Namami Harim Param. But Bhagavad stops here. with this slok, uttering this slok, Bhagavata stops, silent, becomes silent. That great treatise becomes silent. Last word is this, Namo Sankirtana. So how importance the Bhagavatam has given to this Namo Sankirtana, and the Mahaprabhu took it from there, the last production of Vyasadeva, took it there and gave it to the public. Do this, nothing necessary more. Take this. The very conclusion of Bhagavatam, the great giver, spiritual giver of Vyasadeva. Take this and begin your life in this Kali Yuga. The most broad and wide idea. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. And we may consider ourselves fortunate that we have come to the Bhaj of such the generous, most generous and useful thought, understanding. We have come near us, near to touch, to accept, and to go on, and to float ourselves according to our capacity and fortune. That we have anyhow, after passing so many kinds and types of thinking and different charm of prospect, we have left and we have come to the Bhaj of Nam Sankirtana, the ocean. And we may throw our body in this ocean and began to swim in the ocean of Nam Sankirtana, the nectar of the nectar ocean. Taud Hari Bol, by the grace of our Guru and Vaishnava. It is their property. And we are there asleep, and we have got the audacity to throw our body into this ocean of Nam Sankirtan and go on and swim in the nectar and ocean. Ocean of nectar, to swim there. The Radha Kunda Majjana Leela is there also. In the highest form of Nam Sankirtana. They're swimming in Radha Kunda. The highest conception there. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. So one day, one slok, that is finished.
So in 8 days, all will be finished.
Nidayo, Hari Bol.
Of course, you can comment on more than one shloka.
that came to help the thought continue.
We would like to have one more shloka.
But we'll take that tomorrow. Nam Nama Kari Bauda.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Tomorrow we can take that.
Sri Krishna Sankirtanam.
You've already given us a nectarian ocean today.
Ocean, unlimited. The positive side. Tomorrow will come the negative. Opposite possibility that we shall take up tomorrow. Hare Krishna, 9:30.
9:30.
Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. There. Krishna, Krishna. Krishna Sandhya kono jai ni? Are not ta hoye gelo, are 10ta kokhon jabe? Ei, ke acho?
Ha, mone
namo. Aja ko tapon kore dakche sara dicho na. বলো কৃষ্ণকে বলো আর দেরি না করে এখন চলে গেছে, রিক্সা টিক্সা ভাড়াটা নিয়ে আর মালা নিয়ে গিয়ে একটা মালা নিয়ে দেবে ব্যাস। গৌর সুন্দর গৌর সুন্দর গৌর সুন্দর গৌর হরি বৌর গৌর হরি বৌর গৌর হরি বৌর গৌর হৃদয় গৌর হরি বৌর। পীয়ূষ বর্ষিণী টিকা পাড়া দি নেম অফ দি টিকা ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর পীয়ূষ বর্ষিণী পাড়া হ্যাজ গট দি কমেন্টারি ইন সংস্কৃত ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর হ্যাজ গিভেন সংস্কৃত কমেন্টারি টু দি শিক্ষাষ্টক অ্যান্ড অলসো বেঙ্গলি ট্রান্সলেশন দ্যাট ইজ মোস্ট অরিজিনাল রিপ্রেজেন্টেশন and also our Prabhupada's commentary on this Shikhashtak. Bhaktivedanta Thakur's Sanskrit and the Bengali and the Prabhupada's also commentary on this Shikhashtak. You may have go through. Hare Krishna.
And your English commentary, Maharaj?
Mine?
Yeah, your English commentary.
I am talking at random, not in organized, systematic way, commentary. But whatever I am feeling in my heart, I am coming out with that. The relativity, whatever comes to my mind, I will vent to that. Hare Krishna. And that is the outcome of all Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Mahaprabhu and all other Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. What I have collected, that is gathered, stored in my house in some way, and are coming as gist from everything. It is coming. Transformation by accepting the path of devotion. It's a wholesale transformation of our internal system begins and is done. Is done. Gradually the stone drawn from the outside world that vanishes. There is a war inside. And when Krishna conception enters into the heart of any devotee, the other thoughts and ideas, they are gradually have to retire. Pravishta karnaran dhena sanang bhava saruriham dhunoti samadam Krishna sarirasya jatasarat. As autumn season when appears, the dirt of the water vanishes. So when Krishna conception enters into one's heart, the other conceptions and aspirations of all this world to think, gradually they will have to retire, leaving the ground in possession of Krishna, because they cannot stand in the fight, can't stand. When Krishna conception in any way, a drop of Krishna consciousness enters into heart, then all other resources of different types must go, and the Krishna will conquer, take possession of the whole. That is the nature. Not can stand in competition, not even other so-called devotions of so many devotees or creeds of different, this Christianity, this Islam, and the other things. All conception of theism, they have to retire, leaving the field to Krishna conception. It is such. It is such. All aggressor, all acceptor. None can stand in fight. The Krishna consciousness, the absolute, the sweet, the beauty. The beauty can capture, the charm, the sweetness can defeat the power. Really we are aspires after beauty and sweetness, the mercy, the affection, the prem, self-dissipation. To compensate others with one's own energy, the generosity, that conquers ultimately everyone. To give, not to take, not to possess. Die to live. This has got such a force. And beauty and charm, pain means die to live. Not to live yourself, but to live others. You die. Most generous form of life in Krishna consciousness. Does not self-forgetfulness to the extreme. So beautiful that one loses his own identification and the existence also. Self-forgetful, totally self-forgetful. Such a charm is there. Who will stand to fight against him? Disarmed. Everyone is disarmed. Who comes to fight? Hare Krishna. Sinnadang Sakatha Krishna, Punna Savana Kirtana, Riddhantastu Javadrani Vidhunoti Suritsata. Pravishta Karna Randhena Sanang Bhava Sarudham, Dhunoti Samadam Krishna Saridashara. Then, Sinnata Sraddhaya Nittam, Ginatasta Satishtitam, Nati Dir Ghena Kalena Bhagavan Vishati Vidhi. If in any way he enters anyone's heart, then no other. No other consequence, but he will take possession, surely. Such helpful, and benevolent, generous is he, and sweet is he. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Reality, the beautiful. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. We must advance in a proper way. That is sadhu sangha. Otherwise, so many misguidance, possibility of misguidance, imitation. Behavioral things have got cheap and extensive imitation to deceive the public. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari. So now I repeat today. Gaur Hari. Nidai Vindran Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupad Radheshi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Sivad and Bhakti Vijay Tirtha Maharaj Ki Jai. Aranya Maharaj Ki Jai. Who else are here? Sanyasi, all Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Mahila Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Sabkai ki jai, Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. And he gives proof in his behalf. Gadbhasta Khirahantara, Sahodar Bhrata. When he comes in the womb of mother, then the elder brother's milk from the breast of the mother stopped. He snatches a Bhumishta Krodaghataka. And when he comes out of the womb, he occupies the lap of the mother. And the elder brother is dispossessed. And the Jovane Dhanahantara. And when young, grown up, he takes the share of the property, paternal property. So Nasti Bhradri Samaripu. So there is no other greater enemy than the brother. But that Lakshman's behavior was the ideal of brotherhood. He did everything for the service of the elder brother. Even he went to ignore father for the sake of Ramchandra. And Ramchandra going to the forest, living, dethroned for Bharat, according to the words already given by Dasarath, his father, Lakshman told. The father is too old. He has lost his sense. He is now guided by the stepmother, who need not care for his vow. You are the natural owner of the throne. And I, with this weapon, I shall control everything to make this smooth, the path of your throne smooth. Lakshman told so much. And Lakshman's adherence to Ramchandra, we find in the greatest degree when he went to banish Sita Devi in the forest. Only by the order of Ramchandra. Sita did not know that he is going to be banished. She was enticed to the forest, the tapovan of Valmiki. Anyhow, yet you expressed that you want to see tapovan once. So Ramchandra has ordered me to take you to see tapovan. In this way Sita was taken in the tapovan. And then there Sita left alone under a tree in the forest. And the Lakshman went to take leave. What do you say, Lakshman? This is the order of my elder brother. You should be abandoned here in the forest. It is impossible. What is impossible, that was possible for Lakshman, only to carry out the order blindly of his great elder brother. And Sita Devi was left alone in the forest under the tree. And then, of course, it was divine arrangement. Valmiki's disciples detected her. And they took her there in the ashram. And one cottage was at once arranged for her comfortable stay there. Valmiki took, he took the charge of seeing all comforts of Sita Devi there. He knew already that such events coming to happen. He was composing Ramayana and going ahead in his Dibya Darshan. In his Dibya Darshan he is seeing the future incidents and he is composing the poems. He knew that now high time that Sita Devi will come here and she will give birth to son, to sons here in this Tapovan. All this was known to Valmiki Rishi. And what was that Valmiki Rishi? His previous history, he was a great dacoit. And he was converted. He was converted to a rishi only by the force of Harinam, Ram Nam, experimental way. Never see Narada and Brahma. When some inspiration came, the Ram Nam is so purified. It can purify to any extent. Anyone, for experiment they came and they took up that Ratnakar dacoit. Born in a Brahmin family, most heinous, cruel, murderer, and what not, looted. If this man can be converted by Ram Nam, then of course Ram Nam's greatness, magnanimity will be settled. It's like an experiment. And first, on the way met him, and when he was told, he came to rob them, Brahma and Narada. As long as you take Ram Nam and think of you, what you are doing, and all these things. No, no, I won't hear you, all these things, which words have no value in me. So do you think all the activities you are doing in this way, that will have no consequence? A bad reaction is waiting for you. Still there is time, what we say, do this and you will be absolved from all your previous misdeeds. Then so many things happened, anyhow. I am doing a duty to... I have got my old father, mother, wife, children. To maintain them, I am doing. They will also partake the evil consequences of my misdeeds. It is done for them, their interest. None will take. It is your responsibility. Go and ask them, and you go away in the meantime. No, no. Tie us with the tree, so that we may not fly away. And you go and ask and come back. He went straight to his family, asked everyone. None accepted him. But I am old, father told, mother also said, when you are young, it was my duty to maintain you. I did it in some way. But now it is your duty to maintain us like your child, we are old. So, you are doing your duty by maintaining, but we won't take the share of your misdeeds. We did not tell you that you do earn money in any way. We did not do that. You do your duty in the right way. We won't go to share the consequence of your misdeed. Wife also told like that, it is your duty to maintain me. I am doing my duty here. I won't go to take the share of your misdeed. Then a change came to his mind, a reaction, he ran to the bed. Brahma and Narada, they are tied there, and he kept them